I can't tell you how proud I am of the guys in that locker room, players and coaches. It wasn't pretty at times, but we got we got some plays made in critical times. And as you guys know, winning in the NFL is not easy. We've got a lot of corrections that we've got to make. We made a lot of a lot of mistakes in the ball game, but we're going to go home and do that tomorrow. The goal was very simple this week, and that was to leave Carolina 1-0, and we got that accomplished. And we'll start the process tomorrow for the exact same goal, and that's to be 1-0 at the end of next week. And with that, I'll open it up for questions. Daryl?
Yeah, Coach, could you talk about Matt and Harry and that drive to go back down and get the field goal and retake the lead there right up around the two-minute mark?
I thought it was guys making plays under pressure. Thought Matt did a very good job running our no-huddle offense throughout the ball game. We were a little bit more in an up-tempo situation in that sequence, but it was great to see Matt and Harry connect. You know, we've missed some games with Harry throughout the season, and it was good to have him back out there.
Any thoughts on being tied for first place in the NFC South?
No thoughts at all. You know, our focus is going to be very narrow-minded. We're going to be looking through a microscope, not a telescope. And our focus is going to be on getting prepared for the Cleveland Browns and being 1-0 next week.
Sometimes we overlook this guy, but Matt Bryant delivered for you guys.
Absolutely. Matt Bryant has been, since he's been an Atlanta Falcon, can't tell you how many game-winning field goals that he's kicked for us. But he has been a big part of our success. We get the ball to a certain point on the field, depending on the weather or how he kicked in warm-ups, he's going to put it between the pipes.
What was going through your mind when they had their final shot?
That it was a long field goal attempt, hoping that that he would try to drive it and that we'd get an opportunity to knock the ball down at the line of scrimmage. That's a big long kick outside.
Can you address that time period? They were able to get the two touchdowns. What was different in that small stretch that they
did? Oh, well, we gave up the big explosive play on our sideline. We got beaten in a single coverage over there, and we didn't execute like we needed to. And we got to get more pressure on the quarterback. We can't let him stand and not get touched or feel the pressure when the ball is going down the field 45 yards.
What did y'all feel about the hope?
Hey, Coach, can you just talk about special teams overall? It's fun. Everybody, it's not good.
I thought that we did a good job on special teams. We gave up the one kickoff return that they busted out to the 45-yard line or thereabouts. We had the holding penalty. And then we missed two kicks. When I say missed, kickoffs. They ended up being knuckleballs, and they weren't the type of kicks that we usually get. But I thought that the coverage units did a very good job. When we punted the ball, we did a very good job of covering.
Yeah, on the kickoff, I don't know if you're referring to that one of the late ones that landed around the 30.
Yes, there was.
What was the thought process?
No, the thought process was to kick the ball like we always do and kick it out of the end zone if we can. We just missed it. You know, there were two kicks that were not typical of what our kicker normally does. There was nothing in terms of trying not to kick it to him. We were trying to kick the ball like we normally do.
How did you break down what happened with all these fights that you had going on and stuff like that? I know one of them was kind of costly.
Very costly. And again, I don't know how through all of that that transpired. There was a whole lot from where I was standing going on. I don't know how it's a one-sided flag. I've never seen that. I'm sure that when it all gets said and done, that the league office will take a look at it and see if there are other guys that were involved in it, even though there was not a 15-yard penalty. That's what the league does. But I thought it was very unusual to have all that take place and only one player is penalized.
And then how good was it to overcome? overcome that?
Well, we, you know, we were fixing to overcome it, and then we fumbled the ball as well. You know, we did a nice job getting us back into a chip shot field goal opportunity, but we didn't keep possession of the football. But you know, the guys showed resiliency. I can't tell you how proud I am of all the players, all the coaches, and their preparation and the way that they performed today on the field.
Carolina defensively is a lot of promises here. Did you expect the scoring points would be a problem?
You know, Jeff, when you look at Carolina on tape, they got some damn good football players. You know, those two linebackers are as good as any in the league. Sometimes, you know, you look at them and it's not what the statistics say. We knew that this was a good defense. They got guys that can put pressure on the quarterback. They've been a little bit like us. Their Achilles heel has been giving up big plays, and they did a good job. They played a lot of deep coverage zones and forced us to take some shots underneath and get rid of the ball on some of the checkdowns. They did a good job. Ron and his staff, I thought, put together a game plan that was going to force us to go down the field methodically, and we got down in the red zone and weren't able to convert.
Yeah, it didn't seem like you guys were taking a lot of shots.
Yeah, and that was, again, when you watch how they were trying to defend us, that's the way they were defending us.
And Coach, you think that with all the sculptures and everything, would you proud of how the light fire with the ability there that made you play?
Gosh, you know, hey, look, when we came out of that locker room before kickoff, there was a fire in those guys' belly, I can assure you.
Could you talk about true response play? You had that interception, and then you gave up the honor to Kevin.
Yeah, you know, it's great. True had the interception that was returned into the red zone. Unfortunately, we weren't able to convert that into a touchdown. You know, that's the thing. Our red zone efficiency wasn't where it needed to be today. And you know, I thought, you know, we had True doing some different things, lining up on both the left and right side.
And Hageman getting the blocked field goal at the end.
Yeah, he made a play. You know, Rashid has done that in college. He's a guy that can push the line of scrimmage back, and he's long armed. And it was a big time play for us.
You've kept up a pretty even demeanor about all this throughout all this. How do you get your team to do the same, knowing that hey, there's something to be excited about right now? First place in the league. How do you get them to keep that even?
I think we came off this bye week and we committed to one another what we need to do to get where we want to be, and you know, and I'll keep that between us in the locker room. But we know what we have to do, and that's what we try to get done, and we've been able to get it done the last 2 weeks.